object to this opening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program because it sounds like the singers are hicks.
I love them.
Do you really?
I love, this is one of my favorite openings.
Really? The Hicks welcome you.
It's Brooks and Dunn.
Is it okay? They're not Hicks. They're not even together anymore, are they?
No.
No, all right.
But actually, this is the one that hardly ever got to sing. This is Brooks. Kicks Brooks.
Yes. January the 15th is upon us. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with a take on the news that may be moderately unusual. Is today actually Martin Luther King's birthday?
Oh.
When is Martin Luther King? It's next Monday.
Is right? That when we celebrate?
I think
yeah,
so.
It is coming up. You're right.
Another holiday that doesn't need to be.
It's a shopping holiday.
People should be in school and acknowledge. If we're going to have a day to celebrate somebody who was famous and learn about him, why don't we have schools? Why aren't we teaching people about Martin Luther King and what he stood for instead of having a day off when and nobody's going to talk about him? Many of the children coming along today don't know anything about the guy.
On Doug Steffen Day, I will make sure all the kids stay in school, sir.
Thank you very much. 888-302-DOUG is the connection line. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com and to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. More and more misinformation about the flu. There are medical analysts all over the place. You see them, you hear them on these radio programs, the medical shows. Misconceptions galore. There is, folks, no epidemic. Are there a lot of people who have the flu? Yep. Do a lot of people get the flu every year? Yep. Do a lot of people die because they have the flu every year? Yep. 40,000 people a year die of complications from the flu. It's just the way it is. Doesn't mean it's good, doesn't mean it's bad, but it is ridiculous. For everybody to get themselves so worked up about this, people are getting stressed out, Jennifer. People are flipping out.
Well, if you look at the TV news, you see the scary map that's almost all red. I mean, yeah. I think the only states that aren't red are Washington.
Everybody's gone Republican?
Yeah, right. They're all red states. Washington, Oregon, California, and Arizona, I think, are the only ones that haven't turned red yet.
Really? But red states are Republican states, right?
They are, yes.
Okay.
And, of course, California's one of the last to go red.
Right. Yes, that's for sure. Hey, both of us who live here understand that. Both of us know how cold it is here.
Oh, I'm freezing.
I was cold
all day yesterday. And
cold.
You know, usually if it gets cold at night, it warms up during the day in California, but it still stays pretty
windy
chilly.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
It was windy the last couple of days here, but it's supposed to warm up to be in the 70s the way it's supposed to be. By the end of the week, one of those, wait a minute. Alert the news media. It's cold in California. There is an, let's see, what could be the, there's an outbreak. A serious hysteria has developed because it's cold in California. People are leaving the state in droves. Where are they going? Other places it's cold.
Oregon.
Not many places. The only place that's warm in the country is Florida.
Exactly. It's the only place we can go.
So what do you think about the flu and whether or not everybody should get a flu shot? Yes or no, Jennifer?
Everybody, I think you get to choose if you want a flu shot or not.
No, but do you think, do you have a flu shot? Did you get a flu shot?
I did not. And you know what? I have before,
ever
and I
flu?
Might again.
Ever
no.
had the flu? No. Okay, so why did you get a flu shot?
Well,
you're healthy?
Think, yeah.
Have a strong immune system?
Sort of.
Well, but that's all it takes. And this is
right.
The thing. If you are balancing your food intake with lots of juices, you take echinacea, you have zinc, vitamin C, lots of things that build up your immune system, not only is it going to be warding you against the flu and cold, but it just makes your whole body more likely to ward off free radicals and things that will get you that aren't related to the flu. But to have all of this, this is so irresponsible and so annoying to listen to these discussions about flu shots and whether or not you ought to have a flu shot. So if you've had one or not, you feel like you want to talk about this one way or another, you could say, I'm completely wrong, you're crazy, you're irresponsible, blah, blah, blah. Help yourself.
Are you planning on getting one because of all of this?
Right. 888-302-3684. All right. Let's go to Twinsburg, Ohio. Do you know where Twinsburg, Ohio is?
Are there two of them?
Well, the interesting thing about there are, in fact, this weekend, identical twin brothers married identical twin sisters in Twinsburg, Ohio, at a festival for twins. Then
that's cool, kind of.
One of the couples apparently is pregnant, or the woman, pregnant with twins.
Wow.
This is a true story. It's not a riddle. It's a true story. Twins from Twinsburg. I think that's one of the great...
That's really funny. Twins from Twinsburg having twins after they got married to twins at a Twins Festival.
Isn't
the only
cool?
thing better would have been if the Minnesota Twins had played a game in their honor.
Ha! That's pretty good.
Or Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito could have been there to give them away.
Yeah.
Twins.
I think that's excellent. I'm proud of you, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Once again, Jennifer to the rescue. 888-302-3684. So Julie in New York doesn't think the idea of flu shots is a good idea.
I am totally against. I'm just adamantly against that we would be mandated. I am a healthcare provider. And yesterday I just had a physical. The doctor three times said, oh, and you're getting your flu shot. Okay, now we're getting it. And I said, no, I do not want the flu shot. I would just like to comment that there are so many people that are in contact with patients going through the grocery store last night and a restaurant and a deli counter. The workers were coughing, and I walked out. Think about people on subways, on buses, in restaurants, churches. I mean, there's so many professions where we come in contact. Delivery people. This would mean bus drivers. I mean, you could go on and on with the list of people, how we all come in contact with each other. And this would just be outrageous. You'd be looking at bank tellers and clergy. And I think we just need to stress more good hand washing, maybe wearing gloves. But it's just not patients in the hospital, in the nurses in the hospital. You could just have a list of how we come in contact with each other. Would this mean that every time we get on a subway, everyone needs to be checked for a vaccine? I mean, that's how ridiculous it is.
Is it ridiculous to get flu shots? 888-302-3684. Jennifer hasn't had them. You had them at one point. You got a flu
I've shot had flu shots time. Before, yeah.
I've never had one.
Never it was in interesting life. Because you get flu. A little sick after you get the flu
yeah,
shot.
Right.
So
I remember my father, when my father was in his 80s, he had a flu shot one year, and he was violently sick for 3 weeks.
Hmm.
And never got another one again, and never got the flu again. So is one size fitting all? No. But I think there is. If you're healthy, and you have to be, if you're older or you're younger, that's where most of the vulnerability is. Because older people seem to have compromised immune systems that lead to death. And that's what you expect, I guess, at that age in that arena. 888-302-3684 or email to Jennifer. Actually, social media. Do we have this? Do we put this question up on Facebook?
But we most certainly can and ask people if they've had one or
flu
if they're
shot.
Going to get one.
And also,
sure.
as an ancillary question, do you think the news media is overcooking this?
Okay.
All right. As to that, we'll get a report on our social media in a few moments. Jennifer and Doug, new year, great time to reflect on the things that you sometimes take for granted. Do you take some things? What things in your life do you think you take for granted, Jennifer?
My flu shot.
Flu shot.
I don't know. Sometimes I think you can take the people that you love for granted, but I try not to.
Does freedom come at a cost?
Absolutely.
Take freedom for granted? I think a lot of people take freedom
A lot of
granted.
People take freedom. Anybody who doesn't vote in any election takes freedom for granted.
Yep. Well, the freedom that we have is not free. Maybe it should be called expensedom for lots of different, you know, the way the government is running, where they're supposedly protecting our freedom. Well, we know about the men and women who are returning home from Afghanistan. I'd like you to help me and join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help they need and deserve. The Purple Heart Service Foundation, dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need when they need it. And, of course, with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation to serve those who have served you well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can donate any unneeded vehicle. It's pretty easy. They pick your car, your boat, whatever it is that you have up, and give you credit for it. It's all tax-deductible, completely. All donations completely tax-deductible. Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donations, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved. Call 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. 743-1631, or you can go online to purpleheartcars.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and ink refill. Limit 2.
Doug and Jennifer with thoughts on the flu. Here's Tony in Maryland with some specifics.
I'm a veteran, so I go to VA and get my annual checkup. And I had a doctor in there, a clerk in there, who was trying to persuade me to take flu shots. And I told him I didn't take flu shots. And he asked me why. And I told him because they had mercury in them. Then he said, oh, yeah, they had mercury in them for preservative reason. But I'm sure you can find a toxic substance to use for preservatives instead of mercury. I don't understand why you need something as toxic as mercury to use as a preservative.
Duh. Thank you. Hello. Jeez. What is there? And the doctors keep denying, no, there's nothing in there anymore. Of course there's stuff in there. And it goes into all, people think I'm crazy when I go down this road, but it's pretty obvious what's going on. All right, the time here on Good Day is 21 after the hour if you're watching the watch.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Obama is coming under a lot of criticism that his new administration has less diversity than his first one. That's what people are saying, which is why this morning Obama said, all right, fine, I am a Muslim. Okay? Does that mix it up a little bit? Interesting, speaking of the president, President Obama's half-brother is running for political office in Kenya. Yeah. Donald Trump has already accused him of being born in the United States.
Well, here's something that's a paper today. Hard to believe. Doctors are looking into crystal meth as a possible treatment for the flu. Imagine that. Person has the flu. You smoke meth. How embarrassing would that be? You sneeze real hard. Your teeth fly out. How about that? No, that's it. They're saying you can treat flu with crystal meth. In fact, tonight we're introducing a new sponsor. Hang on a minute. We're very proud. This is Up All Night Quill. There you go. See, it's got a tweaker right on there. This is the tweaking, freaking, so spun out, you don't even remember you have the flu medicine.
A Nobel Prize winning economist, a guy named Paul Krugman, has been supportive of an interesting idea as a stopgap to temporarily make sure America has enough money to pay our bills. He's suggesting that the Treasury mint a $1 trillion coin and deposit that coin into the Federal Reserve. Which I think is how the Lord of the Rings started, isn't it?
Some political news. Let's get political. I heard that President Obama's inauguration will have its own iPhone app that includes a map to public restrooms.
Mm.
Or as Al Roker put it, download complete. Which is also what he said after pooping his pants at the White House. I don't know why. Hey, let's get into something.
Come on. Call him the Brown House.
Yeah, come on.
All right, so Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel... How is he ever going to live that down?
I don't know. Why would he say anything? He didn't even get caught. He just came clean.
Yeah. I saw him. He was on with Jay Leno last Friday night. All of the Today Show people were there because they were doing Monday morning at the Golden Globe. So they went there on Friday. And just look. Every time I look at him, that's all I can think of.
I
also can't figure out who it was that Matt Lauer was with. Was it Natalie Morales or the other one? So what's the other one's name?
Savannah.
Savannah Guthrie.
I believe it's Natalie that he was with.
Okay, and Natalie was the one who was, I think, now I have to know who to look for. All right, so that takes care of that. Now, Ellen DeGeneres talks to American Idol judge Keith Urban. You'll love this on the new American Idol season, Jennifer.
Are you enjoying being on Idol?
I am. We're putting the fun in dysfunction. It feels like I've joined this band in some ways. You know, we got two girl singers, there's two guys in the band. It just feels like a band to me.
So, and speaking of the two girl singers, there was some friction early on that everybody got to see that that Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey kind of got into a little bickering thing, and you were in between that.
Yes.
How did that feel?
If you saw the places I grew up playing in Australia, you'd realize that's nothing. It's nothing.
Nothing at all.
It's nothing at all. But I will say, I mean, look, you got four genuinely passionate people. I mean, and we get thrown on the dance floor and said, all right, dance together, go. It's like, look, there's a few toes get stepped on and we're figuring out the groove. But I think by the time we got to Hollywood Week, we got a really good flow going.
A really good flow. It's a really good shoe.
It's a flow.
Really flow.
Goodbye,
going.
Mate.
Yeah. All right. So the due date for the royal baby.
Ooh,
we have
yes.
the specifics. I thought I saw some out of the corner of my eye that Prince William and Kate were now aware when the baby would be born.
Yeah, I've heard that it's July, actually.
Really?
Yes.
July.
And although there has been speculation from the press that they are expecting twins, the palace says that is not true.
They can go to Twinsburg, Ohio and marry.
They could. And they get married with the twins and Danny DeVito. Yeah.
Yeah. That's that. Somebody just sent me a note about being married to cousins. Identical twins married identical cousins in some other town. Woof. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every winter, big cities launch something called Restaurant Week, where you can get a fixed-price meal at a number of high-end restaurants. It could be a great deal, but only if you do it right. The idea is that you can get access even to the most high-end restaurants at an affordable price. The restaurants usually run this promotion in the slow winter season, so they can increase business and hopefully attract new customers. Of course, if you ask most owners and waiters, they'll tell you a different story, that the payoff isn't so great that they have to deal with more volume, which means pushing out a lot of food without a lot of time to pay attention to the quality, and they're not necessarily making more money, which can also affect your service. You're also limited to a very specific menu, not necessarily the best items in the restaurant. In fact, plenty of people come in for the deal and end up ordering off the regular menu. As always, you've got to read the fine print. In many cities, the deal doesn't apply on weekends, and that set price doesn't include drinks, tips, or taxes. So, caveat emptor. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Get in the zone! Your car is a big investment, and putting off oil changes can be a big mistake. Do it on time to help protect your engine and extend its life. Come into AutoZone today and get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $21.99. See store for restrictions and details. Look out for your investment and your dollars with oil change tips from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just answer a few simple questions, hit e-file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ha ha ha!
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Program. Today is the actual birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., even though it will not be celebrated until next Monday because of the influence the unions have on Congress and have had for a long time. You remember when all the Monday holidays became effective? It's been a long time. It's been all of your life, I think, Jennifer.
Oh, everything's been Monday, yeah.
These supposed important holidays. Oh, we're moved to Monday. I think a lot about Martin Luther King because he was misunderstood. A lot of people thought he was misinformed. I thought he was right on, frankly, or as they say in England, spot on. His goal was to bring about social and economic equality for black people. He became one of the great civil rights leaders. He was a Baptist minister. By the way, the reason I'm talking to the folks, Jennifer, about this now is because I refuse to talk to anybody about it next Monday. This so annoys me.
We're doing today, but not next
today.
Monday.
Okay. Well, yeah, because today's his birthday. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. birthday. It's been a public holiday since 1986. It's always commemorated on the third Monday in January. Why? The guy was born on the 15th. So, isn't it kind of, I think it's a bold, I think it's kind of outrageous that if I were somebody who had been a follower of his, I'd be ticked off, frankly, that they changed his
Same thing with the presidents, though.
So?
With Washington, Lincoln,
put them all together because they want to have two holidays and make it one. And that really now doesn't celebrate just Lincoln and Washington. It celebrates all of our presidents, supposedly. Even Martin Van Buren. So I was thinking about Martin Luther King's words. I think that King could be, if he were around today, a unifier. I think he would have some influence, some great influence on Barack Obama and other black legislators and folks who are in the media, always are calling on Martin Luther King, he'd do this, he'd do that. I think they're all full of old shoes. I don't think he'd do it. I think he was one of the most reasonable, one of the most responsible, one of the most intelligent people who have graced us with their presence during the 20th century. So I wonder if there are people who want to talk about him and what he did. You're welcome to do that at 888-302-3684 or send an email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Speaking of Jennifer, time for us to check in on our social media to see what's going on. A lot of activity there. Shall we start with the question of the day today, or one of the questions that we have? Jen, anyway.
Yeah, well, right now you can chime in, and everybody is. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Are you planning on getting a flu shot this year? Do you think the media is overcooking the flu epidemic, or are they just warning us against what could be a dangerous flu season? You can give us your comments right now. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Yesterday, we asked football fans, who are you rooting for in the playoffs this coming weekend? It's now football season. We're going to hear these questions all the time. Yeah. Debbie said 49ers. Chris said the Falcons. He hates all the other teams. Really? Paul said the Baltimore Ravens, as my Redskins are out, purely geographical, in addition to deeply despising the Patriots. Sorry, Dougie. Benny said Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. Kenneth said Atlanta Falcons. Marty said the Falcons. Carl also Falcons. Let's see. 49ers is close second, by the way, for Carl.
Let me compare that to our poll results at DougStephan.com, because we usually approach some of these issues in two different ways, both on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or on our website. So the question, which of the four teams left do you want to win the Super Bowl, was presented yesterday, and respondents at DougStephan.com said 40% anyway of you said the 49ers.
Wow, 40%.
30% of you said the Patriots. 22% of you said the Ravens, and 8% said Atlanta.
Now, on our Facebook page, Atlanta's pulling in some votes.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. Edward said anyone but the Patriots. Michael said the Patriots. He loves watching the greatest of all time. Nathan said Patriots are the bomb. Megan said Falcons. Terry said 49ers will win the Super Bowl, and he's a Bears fan. Let's see. Jay said 49ers, but he's a Miami fan. Kathy says Falcons, although she's sad the Seahawks didn't make it. Lisa said, can you say New England? Patriots, of course. Nancy said Patriots. Russell said 49ers. Alma said Falcons. You can chime in, too. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And speaking of the flu, Dougie, we're working with this new company called Allimmune,
yes,
which is an immunity-enhancing supplement that's been given the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And we've been asking you to send in your favorite stay healthy tips for the cold and flu season. If we use your tip during this segment on the air, you win automatically a 60-day supply of Allimmune to try. So far, we've had some great tips, and today's tip of the day comes from Guy Tubbs. He says that he carries around a pocket-sized tube of hand sanitizer. He said people don't realize the amount of germs left on items that we touch every day, and that's absolutely true. I just saw a study yesterday about menus in the restaurant being the dirtiest part of the actual restaurant, and think about it. We touch all over them, and then we eat our food. Little hand sanitizer and you're clean.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Allimmune, and it's my new secret weapon for maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Allimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stayed healthy while taking Allimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number, 800-458-0173, or visit Allimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Allimmune. All right, so we got that taken care of. At 20 before the hour, Johnny Depp in the news today. He has signed on, Jennifer, to star in the fifth installment of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow. He's a franchise. And all the movies seem to be pretty good, too. It's not like they're getting worse, you know?
Well, the last one took in $1 billion at the box office worldwide. And his deal, and Rob Marshall, who's the director, has, well, not the same deal, but a deal that's tied to sales and to success. So it's estimated Johnny Depp got between $40 and $50 million for the last one. So you think he's going to say no?
Wow.
To another one of those?
Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. And he's still working on the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger
looks like it's
supposed
been taking a while, doesn't it?
Well, it looks like a very difficult. I'm not even sure I want to go see the Lone Ranger, even though my son's friend Armie Hammer plays the Lone Ranger. It just looks too weirded out because Johnny Depp is just weird.
Yeah, he makes everything a little weird.
Yeah, and I'm back to the days.
Quirky, how's that?
Well, maybe that's it. Yeah, but to see the makeup and the getup on him. And compare it to Jay Silverheels, who was Tonto in The Lone Ranger back when it was on television. Clayton Moore was the Lone Ranger. It just sort of sticks in my craw a bit too much. People that I respect will go see it, and then we'll see what the deal is one way or the other. Lance Armstrong also apparently has actually done the interview, but it's not going to air until Thursday. Is that right?
That's right. He's
on Oprah Winfrey's network.
Yeah, he interviewed with Oprah yesterday. She'll actually be on CBS this morning to promote the interview.
Really?
And then, yeah, and then
you think
the interview
people don't know that
it's,
I mean, I haven't heard anything other than this ridiculous debate about gun control. I don't think I've heard anything more on the news except Lance Armstrong admits to doping. He's
right.
Going to try to clean up his image. So it said.
Well, he's also going to go after, from what I understand, he's going to go after some high-ranking officials within the cycling organization that
really?
He said, yeah, that he's to kind of put this. I mean, they kind of threw the bag at him. I mean, in a way, everybody was doing it. And that's not an excuse, kids,
no.
So don't use that one with your parents. But,
right. No,
you know, he shouldn't be the only one singled out for taking part in what he probably felt was keeping him on par with everybody else.
So as Jennifer has suggested, apparently in the interview he confesses to using dope. And our question today at DougStephan.com, and maybe this is another one because we like to get several different prongs on this, so maybe this is good Facebook stuff as well, Jen. Does Lance Armstrong's confession make any difference? Are you somebody who cares one way or another? I don't, but I'm only me. I don't speak for you. Let's see here. There are five different choices for you to make at DougStephan.com. A, no, he's a liar and a cheater, period. B, I don't really care one way or another. That would be me. C, maybe. Depends on what he actually has to say. D, yes, takes a lot of guts to admit what he did. E, if Oprah says it's okay.
If Oprah says it's okay, it's okay with me.
It's okay. There's Oprah. Oprah should be running for the presidency. By the way, there is a... Were we talking about this? Somehow or other, I heard it in the corner of my ear. A lot of people complaining because there are no women. The state of New Hampshire, we were talking about this last week, has all women representatives, Congress, Senate, Governor, all women. First state in the union to be all women representatives. There are no women in the new cabinet. That the president is putting together.
They're all white men, actually,
white men,
that he's been appointing, and he's been getting in trouble by some of his former supporters.
Well, I don't want to get into it.
I mean, I always say you have to appoint the best person to the job, regardless of what color or what kind of things they have in their jeans, you know.
what jeans?
Their pants.
Ah.
There's pants slash skirt.
Genes, yes.
No, Geans. I was being simple.
Somebody sent me a story, by the way. It's Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, 888-302-3684. The story of two twin brothers. We were talking about the twins that got married to twins in Twinsburg, Ohio. So this information came to me. Apparently yesterday, two deaf twin brothers were euthanized in Belgium.
Why?
They were apparently going blind. Euthanasia in Belgium, is legal. They are 45 years of age, and they have not yet been named publicly. They were legally put to death by lethal injection at Brussels University. Their physician said that they made the decision after realizing they would never be able to see each other again.
Ugh.
They had a cup of coffee, said goodbye to each other, and said goodbye to their family. They went into the room with the doctor. He assisted them in their death. Apparently, they pulled whatever switches or whatever they had to do on their own. But the law there allows doctors to euthanize suffering patients who are mentally sound over the age of 18
okay.
and want to die.
Question.
Yeah.
You say blind is suffering?
Well, being blind...
I mean,
blind,
it is. I mean, obviously you're missing something, but your senses also sharpen.
Yeah.
And I would put myself out there on a limb saying that blind people probably have a greater understanding of a lot of things that sighted people have.
Well, I would imagine that a lot of people might agree with you, but in this case, they decided themselves that if they couldn't hear and they couldn't see, they wanted to... Their illness was certainly not terminal.
That's intense. I don't know if I could be... I mean, I don't know what I would do if I were their family member. I would not be supportive of it, that's for sure.
I guess that's from the what the heck department. Wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep. All right, 13 before the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with a look at the hottest products from the 2013 Consumer Electronics Show. LG's OLED TV represents a new era in picture quality and design. Featuring a super thin 4mm frame, this OLED TV delivers brilliant colors and the deepest blacks imaginable. Watch your favorite programs in 2D or 3D. This 55-inch OLED TV will be available in March 2013 for $12,000. The Optimus G is the world's first smartphone powered by Qualcomm's Snapdragon processor. It features a 4.7-inch True HD display and includes QSlide, Quick Memo, and Live Zoom. Available on Sprint and AT&T. Powered with the same quad-core processor and 4.7-inch display as the Optimus G, the Nexus 4 runs on Jelly Bean, the latest Android operating system. This phone comes bundled with Photosphere, gesture-based typing, and offers wireless charging too. Contact your preferred wireless provider for pricing. LG's appliances feature Wi-Fi connectivity and a free smartphone app. The app will save money and time by allowing remote monitoring and control to all of your LG appliances. These appliances will be available within the next 3 months. Pricing to be determined shortly. And finally, LG's 23-inch touch-enabled monitor is for computers with Windows 8. Featuring 10-point technology, you can use all 10 fingers to perform tasks. This monitor offers the same touch experience associated with smartphones and tablets. Available in the first quarter of 2013 for $599. For more information, go to BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Thanks, Stephens. Good day. Program. Jennifer and I and our take on the news, a lot of money, info, relationship conversation, a little gossip here and there. We're talking about Lance Armstrong. By the way, Lance Armstrong is likely to be a target, Jennifer, of the Justice Department because apparently some there have recommended joining a federal whistleblower lawsuit aimed at clawing some of the sponsorship money he got from the Post Office Department. The U.S. Postal Service sponsored him, and because he admits to doping, and yet I guess he said in the ad, didn't he, Michael, that he didn't use or...
He part of their endorsement contract was he had to be clean.
Had to be clean, okay. And he wasn't, and therefore the Justice Department. Do you think that's appropriate for our Justice Department?
Yeah, I do. If he signed a contract that said he was clean and then he wasn't, then he's got to give his money back, I think.
Any thoughts on that? 888-302-3684. Speaking of the government, apparently the president is learning he doesn't have many tools available to take action against the violence in video games and entertainment content as well, that Vice President Joe Biden and others want to focus on. They can focus on it all they want, and they can deliver policy recommendations, but apparently there have been a lot of discussions about what could be done to regulate violence in video games, movies, and TV shows. And apparently, regulating content and media raises huge constitutional concerns, and therefore the government can't get much done. And that's why they're focusing on the gun thing. I was wondering about that because they were supposed to be involving themselves in all kinds of things. So now it's just mental health and guns. You can't do anything about the violence in the videos. 51 after on Good Day.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
In Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Jennifer and I now introducing Shelley Palmer, who is our expert on technology. Although Jennifer spent a couple of days in the CES last week, so she's got to be coming.
Which
up
qualifies me as an expert.
Totem pole. Absolutely. All right, but we'll defer to Shelley Palmer here, who talks about a Texas judge's plan for the first all-digital public library coming right up here on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Chaps take it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Bexar County, Texas Judge Nelson W. Wolf is pushing plans for the nation's first bookless public library. Of course, the judge doesn't really mean bookless. He's thinking about an e-book library, but I guess bookless sounds a lot cooler. He envisions a digital library that he's calling Bibliotech, and he proposes to make thousands of volumes available for Bexar County residents both online and in a physical library. County residents with a library card could check out books on their own smart devices or borrow a take-home e-reader. Wolf said, if you want to get an idea what it looks like, go into an Apple store. I've been to an Apple store. Now, while I applaud the idea, this has been tried before, and most public institutions have met with some kind of public outcry. Of course, Bexar County, Texas never had a public library, so there's no legacy system for people to compare it to. It's digital, it's crazy, but it just might work. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, and check out ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The share button. A lot of people abuse it, posting stuff like, my cat's 3 years old today. So show them the beauty of not sharing and send them to Taco Bell for the new 99-cent loaded grillers. Appetizer tastes of wings, skins, or beefy nachos, grilled and hand-rolled for you and only you. Keep some things for yourself and live Mas. At participating locations for a limited time. Prices may vary, tax extra.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and ink refill. Limit 2.
Okay, so I don't claim to be any kind of an expert on this, Jennifer. You'll have to help me out. Do you know King.com?
The King platform.
This is a company that is competing with Zynga and Disney with their own video games.
Oh, yeah, for games, yes.
Right, and what they've done is they have introduced multiple computing platforms. That is, you can go to Facebook, you can go to iPhones, Android devices, iPads.
And your computer, yeah.
And you can play four or five games at the same time.
Our friend Greg Renberg actually launched Candy Crush with King.com.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what this thing here, these to add, if you were used to playing one violent video, and that's not all about violence, but I'm just trying in my mind, with all the discussion about violent videos, how it is, how it would affect somebody if instead of watching one, you're watching four at a time, or somehow or other participating. How in the world does your mind keep focused? How do you not go crazy doing all this stuff? It sounds practically absurd to me. Anyway, one of the new products was introduced at the CES last week.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.